Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam regarding the rights of the neighbor. You know, human beings in this world, they have a variety of rights upon one another. For example, a child has certain rights which deserve to be fulfilled by his parents, and vice versa. A husband has certain rights which a wife should observe, and vice versa. One of those rights which human beings have upon one another is the rights that a neighbor has upon his fellow neighbor. Neighbors have rights upon one another. And in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet alludes to some of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following on the rights of the neighbor. It is, meaning it's one of these rights, is to help him if he asks for your help. And if your neighbor, let's say that you, in the morning, you wake up in the morning, you you're ready to go to work, you come out of work, and you see your neighbor has a flat tire, and he asks you for some help so you can change his tire. Well, it's his right upon you, to ask for help, and you should help him. To lend him if he asks to borrow from you, let's say that your neighbor's child is sick, he needs some money to go to the doctor, he doesn't have it at the time, and he asks you for your help, right? It's his right upon you to ask for help in this case, and you should fulfill his right and allow him to, take the money, of course, if you have the ability to do so. The Prophet then said, to satisfy his needs if he becomes poor, say that he falls upon bad times, he gets laid off, right, and he needs a little help, right? If you can help him, it's your duty to do so. To console him if he is visited by an affliction, let's say that one of his parents pass away, or one of his other relatives passes away and he's sad, you should go and console him, help him feel better. To congratulate him if he is met with good fortune, let's say he gets a new job, he gets a raise, and he lets you know about it, you should congratulate him about it. To visit him if he becomes ill, to attend, and finally, to attend his funeral if he dies. Right? These are the rights that he has upon you. He has a right upon you even after his death. You should go attend his funeral. Not to make your house higher than his without his consent, lest you deny him the breeze. By raising your house higher than his, if it prevents the cool breeze from coming into his house, right? You are denying him one of his rights. And by doing so, you would be committing a sin. So you should avoid this. To offer him fruit when you buy some, or to take it to your home secretly if you do not do that. Meaning, let's say you go and buy some fruit, you should come and give him some. Don't take it to your house secretly and prevent him from, enjoying the fruit that you bought. Nor send out your children with it so as not to upset his children. Right? Let's say that you bought some fruit and you don't want to give it to him. At least do not send it outside with your children so that his children, by seeing it, would become sad. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the rights of a neighbor upon another neighbor in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.